Hello, everybody! Welcome to Chat of the Wild bonus episode, because we got a new Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom trailer. Of course, we need to talk about this, because none of us can think about anything else.
It's really hard to be alive right now.
The none of us include myself, Jeremy, Brian Auer.
Hi.
And from Impossible Coin, Tegan Somerset.
Hiya! It's me, I'm back.
Oh boy, we got ourselves another longer trailer. It's a 2-minute trailer. A lot to dissect.
They gave us a whole lot. I wasn't expecting this much stuff.
Before we get into it, though, we gotta talk about the direct real quick, because that direct was also just num 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 delicious.
Delicious, yes. I've been fed. I'm stuffed. I'm full. I'm very happy.
I've been playing Kirby's dessert course, whatever, and I feel very, very, very full.
I'm leaving a 5-star review.
As they say, us Nintendo folk are going to be eating good this first half of the year. Mm-hmm. Just listing these three things through, we've gotten a new date for Advance Wars. it's still 2 months away, but it's back on the table. We didn't know if it was going to be back. It's back now. That's cool.
Congrats to everyone who was suffering after Russia invaded.
Yeah. Let's hope that no wars happen between now and then.
No new wars.
Yeah.
We can't do anything about the continuing ones, but
we were getting a little worried about Taiwan, but those balloons seem to have stopped that, so
God. We did get the Metroid Prime remastered that had been rumored for a long time. Just got dropped.
Good.
I'd been playing that. It's so good. I mean, that game still holds up. It looks gorgeous. It's so nice to have that on the Switch.
They had to do that with just how badly Prime 4 went and had to be restarted and how long it's been. Like, we need something. Also, that's our first GameCube remaster or port of the show.
Super Mario Sunshine.
Super Mario or new Super Mario.
Oh no, I just meant of
no,
this
that
direct.
Was a Wii U.
Oh,
this is our
of
first
this direct.
Year.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute, hang on. No, they've done GameCube ports.
No, 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 no. They've done plenty. Okay. Yes.
Gotcha. Back on the same page.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through everything on it, but I mean the highlights. You know, they had more stuff for the new Kirby game that's coming out. We saw
which
a new mode for it, but that
looks
cool.
That new mode looks amazing. It's stuck at the end of the game, which isn't a long game, but still, that new mode looks incredible.
Yeah. We saw another look at Disney Illusion Island, which looks like Rayman Legends with Disney characters, with like Mickey and friends. I think it looks really nice.
Called Donald.
Opened up with Pikmin 4 getting a release date. Looks gorgeous.
Our
looks really
and
fun.
A Poochie. We got a Poochie.
Yeah, you're so good. Little
Poochie's
ice cream,
here.
Adorable. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I
like I was
here,
like, can
like...
I was like, can I send them out onto the water and then follow in a path behind them, and then the whole lake or the whole pond, puddle, whatever, froze over. I was like, also, in all of his incarnations, I am convinced anytime Nintendo puts a little doggy in their game, it's Poochie. And Tiffy and I love to see Poochie no matter where he is, because we are convinced that Poochie is the devil. He's a happy, happy little devil. Anytime he falls off the screen in Yoshi or whatever, he comes right back from the bottom of the screen every time and rises from hell again. So hail Poochie, hail Satan. It's because he comes from below that we realized. He always dies and comes right back.
We saw the Xenoblade 3 DLC. They teased us with the story stuff. We saw old Rex and Shulk in there from Xenoblade 1 and 2. Very exciting for us Xenoblade fans.
Mm-hmm.
Old Rex and Shulk.
It's a big deal because the third game was talking about how it was all about, like, what do these three games even have in common with each other? And the third game literally, like, merges the two in a sense, but you don't actually see these characters in this DLC the DLC tease we just saw. It's very clear that you have the protagonists from 1 and 2 are both in this right now, and that's a huge deal. And it's a big question of, like, what is the aftermath of 3?
Yeah.
And so for Xenoblade fans, this is huge. I'm very excited for it. We didn't get a date for that, but they did just announce that the Volume 3 will be out on the 15th of February. Mm-hmm. Fashion Dreamer was announced, which Tegan and I, when we were watching it, we thought that this looked a lot like Style Savvy.
Yeah, it turns out it's the same, like, group. The same dev team.
It is.
Like a spiritual successor. Cool. I'm very excited about it.
That's great. Yeah, that's going to make a lot of people
happy. It'll be a little fashion dress-up game. Mm-hmm.
Ghost Trick is coming back again. They've brought that back a couple times now since it was originally on the DS. Then now we're going to get it on Switch. More people will be able to appreciate it this time.
If you haven't played Ghost Trick, just trust me, you need to play Ghost Trick. I can't tell you what it's about. You have to experience Ghost Trick. Yeah. I won't take that away from you. Just please. Please.
Please do.
Do it for me.
The Direct was also, like, secretly bringing back Level 5 because we had Deca Police, which was the turn-based RPG detective game. We had Fantasy Life I? Fantasy Life E? I can't remember. They put a letter after it. I can't remember what the letter was, though. And then what was the other?
It's like shoppy, you know, lifey.
Fantasy,
you know,
Life I is what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah.
And then the man himself.
The professor. Excuse you. He is a professor.
Talking movie bubbles.
Ma'am.
I love him so much.
We didn't see anything. This one, I mean, it's just the announcement that a brand new Layton game is in the works. We know the name is called Professor Layton and the New World of Steam. No gameplay. I assume, if you've ever played those games, you know what the gameplay is. You click on some things, you talk to some people, you do a puzzle. The puzzles always are there on their own dedicated screen. It's not like, you know, it's not like you're running around as Layton, picking up things and interacting with stuff and fighting things. You just talk to people and they say, like, hey, figure out this puzzle.
They give you a clue to whatever the mystery is, and then they go, and I can't figure out this dang puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, but let me look at it, and you look at the puzzle, and then they go, ah, thanks for solving that. You know, now that I think about it, this puzzle reminds me of a different clue that I can also give you now.
Yep, exactly. They're great. They're fantastic. I mean, they are, like, great puzzles, too. If you're someone that likes brain teasers and puzzles, the Layton series is fantastic.
And if you're someone who likes the storylines, there was also a movie that came out, and you can watch the movie while you're waiting.
Tegan, can you summarize what we learned from the Splatoon 3 DLC expansion pass?
Yes, no. Mm. We're going back. You can choose. The two things we learned is in Wave 1 of the new DLC, you can choose Inkopolis, the plaza from from the very first Splatoon game. You can choose that as your home plaza now. You'll still be able to access all the same items in the shop. You'll still be in all the shops. You'll still be able to access the same, like, Turf Wars and Rainmaker and, like, whatever the Anarchy Splatfests are. You can still access all of that the exact same from Inkopolis Plaza. But you can just spawn in Inkopolis Plaza now instead of wherever we are, Splatsville.
Yes.
And then the second thing
learned... and also, why would you not?
Why would you not? And also that Callie and Mari are going to be performing during Splatfest?
Yeah, like,
so
I know where I'm hanging out.
Right, and I know exactly how to pick whatever team I need to be on now. I'm just going to be Team Callie.
Yes.
So wait, but they're still going to be the three, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who's representing the third in that?
Nobody. It doesn't look like it, at least. They only showed the two colors on stage. But it We don't know for sure. We'll find out in the first Splatfest after Wave 1 comes out in the spring.
It doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I know and where then, I am.
And then they also announced in Wave 2 of the DLC, we're going to get a new Octarian campaign, just like we did for Splatoon 2 with the Octopath expansion, or the Octo expansion. We're going to get a new side campaign called Side Order. And it looks like Agent 8 is back, which is very exciting also. And it looks like we're going to get to find out what happened to Marina. Very excited, because she was Team Order in the last Splatfest for Splatoon 2.
I feel like I was going on about Xenoblade, and it was like one-sided here, and now it's just flipped on here for me. So it's fine. I want to give you the room for that.
I'm very excited about, for all my friends who enjoy Xenoblade, I just don't get it.
I didn't mean to bring that back. I was just more making a joke where, like, in my side of the things, where I was just like, oh, this thing, and then I was just like, I kick it over to you, and it's just, like, blank for me.
This thing. I really like Splatoon. It's fun.
It's a great game.
It's got a great story, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got that to look forward to. Harmony, the Fall of Reverie got announced. That's Don't Nod's new dialogue-heavy, choice-heavy game that looks just like, it looks like a visual novel kind of thing, but with some time travel mechanics and possible like dimension jumping. Reminds me a lot of something like 999, which I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. So this might be enough for me. I'll be waiting until like reviews actually come out for it. And if there is something over there.
Immediately. Yeah. It looks great. Yeah. Looks so good.
We love Katamari Reroll. So they're remaking the second Katamari. I'm incredibly excited about that. I can never get enough Katamari. Mm-hmm. This one did everything the original did, but added more options and just bigger maps in general. So
more
that's
princes.
Fantastic. You got more cousins that you
more
can
progeny.
Add to, and you can play as, so that's great.
Mm-hmm. the only royals I support.
I personally am going to pick that one up as a physical edition. Just because it was so hard to find the first one, like I'm definitely getting the second one.
Etrian Odyssey is coming back. They're doing the original trilogy, but they're selling them individual. Those games you haven't played, they are tough as nails dungeon crawlers that reference like classic PC RPGs where it's a first person moving square by square through a dungeon. Those people love them. I've always meant to play them. Maybe I'll check that one out at some point. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else did we see? Game Boy Advance coming. It's already available on the Nintendo Switch Online. Some of the greatest games of all time are just suddenly available there, like a batch of classic Nintendo games added.
And the fact that you can choose on the Game Boy, you can choose which screen you're using, the green screen, the black and white classic, or the Game Boy Color filters.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Not only that, you can, so I saw this thing that what it looks like at first, you can do like the retro style that it looks like it's just putting like lines or squares on it, but it's actually also imitating the blur effects that were done in the programming for it. So things like the gradients or whatever that don't show up on emulation.
Rate.
Yeah, like developers played with that to make interesting designs. Emulation ignores that, unfortunately, but they went out of their way, and whoever was working on this emulator for Game Boy Advance really cared about it more, especially more so than the people that did the emulator for the N64, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting, Game Boy is getting so much care, and I'm here for it. I do wish they did it for the N64, obviously, but Game Boy Advance means so much to me, and it's so great to see them finally do this.
How
Who knows?
Play all our faves. Hopefully.
I doubt it. There's going to be some of those sleeper hits that, well, not even hits, the hidden gems The ones that nobody played but are just fantastic that are going to get ignored. Yeah. I just know it.
This is
I don't know.
True.
If some
this
IP house, true. If However, some IP house has them, they'll crap them out for sure.
Yeah, we'll see.
I
your attention to the historical games.
Well, yeah, we're getting those for sure. We're going to get the Zeldas. We're obviously going to get all the Zeldas.
I
absolutely dorked my face out for this and booted up. I was staring at the list of Game Boy games, and for some reason I was drawn to the Game & Watch Gallery, of course, so I played a bit of that.
Yeah.
And then I got into the... I was like, oh, why don't I go play some GBA? I'm going to play Mario 3. And then I saw that, oh, yeah, it's a Mario Advance game. It has Mario Brothers, too. I'm going to play Mario Brothers. Not realizing that I had gone to the single oldest games on both both services first.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
No, that's fine. I mean, I played 6 Golden Coins. That was the first one I did because that game means a lot to me. I played that. So, like, I remember being a kid and thinking this was the hardest game ever. But eventually beating that game and... It took me a long time. Like, if I remember correctly, it took me a couple years before I, like, was able to get good enough to get all the coins and, like, get, like, the final ending and everything.
Get through that castle.
Get through the castle, beating Wario.
The castle's
the
tough.
It was so hard. Mm-hmm. I bet I could go through it now and probably do a lot better and get it done in, you know, a weekend. But... at the time, that game meant a lot to me, and it was obvious, right? If you're going to bring Game Boy back, 6 Golden Coins is going to be on there. Honestly, I'm surprised that the first Mario isn't on there. They skipped that one. It is an inferior game,
it's,
for sure.
It's not the headliner. No. Because I played that game a whole lot, and it has something that World had, where it's got the number of exits. Mm-hmm. In the menu, and so like I would always get I would get that number as high as I could and then start a new file and get that number as high, you know, as I could. And then one day I think I saw a friend's and he had like a 29 and I only had 28 and I was like, where'd you get that other number, man? I want more numbers. I forget how many are actually in there, but I eventually found them all. I'm just like,
show
me
the secret.
Show me these numbers.
Mario takes off his hat. So we also got the teaser of the next Mario Kart tracks with a wholly original new track. Shocker. And also bringing a character in. They didn't say anything when they announced this that there were going to be new characters, but they brought Birdo in. You know, finally. It's
Birdo belongs.
Birdo absolutely belongs in there. She like it's so annoying that she hasn't been in there, right? But yeah, that was just, and that wasn't even like they teased everything that we're getting on that. They just said they only showed a couple of them, right? And then there's still probably going to be like 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah,
they probably didn't
show every track.
Yeah, but we'll get that probably the day that it, or like the day before it comes out or something. They'll put out a new trailer with all the
tracks. Here's everything.
And then last thing when we wrapped up this direct is Baten Kaitos 1 and 2 HD Remaster.
Yeah.
This is also a big deal because this is like the rarest GameCube game. Yeah, it's up there. It's up there. And it's cool that it's coming back. And this is a game that not many people know about. And it's a really hard card-based RPG before... every game was like, we got to put cards in here before mobile broke everything and made people
like 2005.
Yeah.
Like early 2005. So the sequel's like, wow, the sequel's a very late GameCube
game. It was like near the end of the GameCube's life cycle for sure.
Hi, everybody. My name's Tegan Somerset.
I'm Rocky Hardy.
And I'm Brian Cartwright.
And we are Impossible Coin, a podcast about video games. Join us every other week as we discuss gaming news.
Did you know he tried to smuggle $100,000 across the Canadian border?
Genre differences.
Sometimes it's your turn to press the button, and sometimes it's your turn to block.
And deep lore. I've spent so long on this, Brian, you can't do this to me.
We will sell you nothing and solve none of your problems, but we sure are fun.
Impossible Coin,
a podcast about video games.
See you on Thursdays.
that was the direct. And then last but not least, they closed out with the Tears of the Kingdom trailer.
With a bomb.
Huge. Huge. For our listeners, we are going to be watching the Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom official trailer number 2 on the official Nintendo YouTube. It is 2 minutes and 18 seconds long. What I want to try to do this time is let you guys know when we pause and also like watch along with us what we're seeing and where to look. That way it's a little bit easier for you. Am I sharing with you all? Yes, I am.
Yes, you are.
So, yeah, we'll do a quick playthrough just... 2 minutes to just play through the whole thing at normal speed, and we're just going to enjoy it. Feel free to say whatever you guys want as we go along.
Mm.
Now, I love that we get this storm at the beginning, right? And then every analysis video is like pausing when the lightning hits to be like, what do we see in the distance? What does that look like, right?
Yeah.
What is this? What is that? What is that?
What is this? Who is that? Where is this?
Big old funnel cloud.
Yeah. What's that funnel cloud? Where is this on the map? Why do those things look like
I
that?
Wanna know. I do think we were shown a spot earlier where a tower used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why when those birds were flying?
Here? Yeah, I think so it looked. True.
I think that's the one that's really close to the Lost Woods.
Why does?
Because it's annoying to get up.
Why does Ganon have nukes now?
Do you think we're going to be able to, like, freely get into that castle this time? It feels like not.
Freely is an interesting word to use there.
Well, it's up, what if it's in the air and we have to go in the air?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we'll be able to fly. So, yeah, it's not a big deal.
We can descend upon it, you know.
Brian, we can finally fly. My dream has come true.
Finally. There is flying in Breath of the Wild. Hi, Link. I don't think you can beat him. Whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Next question.
I'm going to run this way. I'm going to shoot these heat-seeking arrows.
I can't wait for...
What are these arrows?
Yeah, they looked a little different on there. It was strange.
They have a little balloon at the end of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like homing.
God, that car.
That car is great. Because we, like, at the end of the last trailer, we saw a very, like, unassuming, like, glider almost.
Mm-hmm.
That you landed on, yeah. It was like a solid stone bird looking thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, it looked very clean, unassuming, like, it didn't look like something you would cobble together. And so there was no way I was considering that would have been a thing that we could build.
Right.
Good goodness.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start this from the beginning again. Can I do... Yeah, I'm going to do a playback speed at 0.7. We'll do 0.75 first. We'll see if that's slow enough.
Slow enough.
Yeah, and then any time we need to pause, you guys just say pause, and I'll pause and tell you where we're at. Okay. So, listeners, we are back at 0 again for this. And we're just going to go when I say play. So, play.
Woo! So, this rain.
Good already. Yeah, so this rain.
So, this rain. Okay.
Okay, pause. Pause already. So
pausing at 7 seconds.
At 7 seconds, we've got already, like, we've got 2 new things and 1 revisit of a thing. The revisit is this spiral of
Jeremy, will you bring the lightning up a little?
Yeah, can you?
I wish.
Just like a half second.
No. Yeah. No, just bring it back to the lightning strike. A bit.
Yeah. All right, we're going to rewind, listeners, just a little bit until we get some color. Okay, this is Brett. At 5 seconds.
At 5 seconds, we can clearly see like the green spiral of energy. Great. Beautiful. Love that. Yeah. Whatever it is. Death Mountain in the back there, not looking so hot.
No,
is it?
It's got blight covered in it now.
Ugh.
Tons of light. And then back down to the left of the green spiral of energy, there's some blob of moving malice there on the ground.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It wiggles. It wiggles, like, as you go through this like, image. Ooh, what is it? Why is it moving like that? I don't know. Where's it going?
So, I believe that these spirals are going to be things that take us underground.
Okay.
Under, because people, yes. I've heard people say that's what how you get up into the air.
See, but the thing is we're gonna
not
see
that we're subscribe to that theory, but
we're gonna see in other spots that there's gonna be. I mean, we already saw in the last trailer that he rewound something to take him up in the air.
Yeah,
we also saw the reverse teardrop sort of thing that he was able to travel upwards. I think that that's gonna be something else. But I believe these are going to be a sort of teleport area, like almost like micro dungeons that we're going to find throughout, that these are sort of replacing the shrines, where as opposed to going in, we're going to go to these things. And I think they will change color. Remember in the first game, color was so important, and this bright green definitely flags out. It stands out,
mm-hmm.
and it wants you to go there. And I think it'll change color once you complete whatever is done in there.
Ah, like how the shrines start like orange,
yep.
and then they change to blue when you complete them.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. that's my theory.
Interesting. And if that pool of malice is like actually a monster spawner of some sort, like maybe they're defending so that
Ooh.
You can't go down there inititially.
I think, see,
kind of thing,
yeah,
maybe?
Or you can sneak around it, but it might mm-hmm. be like a tough enemy to deal with that. Because I just started replaying the first one, and there are parts that you can just run around so many things. They give you options mm-hmm. to take the long way around to climb over stuff, but they also, like, there's three or four ways to get to any one point. And
yeah.
sometimes one of those ways is dealing with tough enemies. And so
what
that's probably what this is.
What if it's a like malice?
Oh, my God.
And it'll swallow up some of your gear.
Absolutely
like, it will
not.
Eat one of your gear every time.
No.
I'd cry. That sounds awful.
Like means are like... so effective now, right? Because
mm-hmm.
take the
mm-hmm.
destructible weapons
mm-hmm.
and have a creature that will just flat out eat whatever you have.
Yeah. I know we've seen some old enemies that weren't in Breath of the Wild. We've gotten glimpses of them.
Oh,
in
plenty.
This one, so.
Like in anyone that we have seen is like upgraded now too.
Mm. Upgraded
okay.
and spooky.
Let's go ahead and play.
But yeah, that's this.
All right, pause.
These are new. These are new. I don't know what these are. I looked. I have no idea what these are.
We are at 10 seconds here, listeners.
They're froggy.
They are like advanced keys, right? Like we are not used to seeing keys up close, right? And I think like this is the evolved or devolved keys, right? Like this is
yeah.
the thing that the keys came from eventually.
So keys do exist in this game though. Like
well
already.
Sure. But there's also, Tegan, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's also potential for time differences here.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be a pre or post keys. We don't know.
Mm.
I don't think these are keys. I think these are more closely related to... Do you remember in A Link Between Worlds, there was that, like, bat guy who would be like, I'm going to curse you. Now you have to carry more bombs. Ha ha, sucker.
Yeah.
He's
around.
Yeah, I think it's more along, like, that vein, but these are just straight-up enemies.
Yeah.
They look like frogs.
Yeah,
they look like frogs with dragon wings or something.
Frogs with dragon wings and antennae and, like... a long tail. I don't know. Feels weird.
And this spot right here is the one I was saying. I'm pretty sure this is that like mucky,
mm-hmm.
garbagey tower that's over by Lost
Bob
Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just not there.
I turned the playback speed down one more to 0.5. We're only at 10 seconds right now, but still. Let's go ahead and let it run for a little bit. We can keep talking, but I'm not going to pause, okay?
Yeah. I agree that this, I think, is the soldiers' training ground here. But these guys are new. I don't know what they are. I try
yeah,
to figure it out.
They do
I
look amphibian.
So
I want to pause. Okay, so we have these towers here, but those are not like our other towers. These are different.
No.
They're new towers, and that we see this particular like glowing carving on the ground a couple more
yeah.
times, and it just
okay.
looks like a castle gate.
This tower, this
we
thing
saw
we're
that,
looking
like,
at, look down below.
That dragon face last time.
Mm-hmm.
Down below, or we'll come back to it. Okay, this is underground. This is absolutely underground.
This is
it has to be.
Okay, pause. Can you pause it? I'm so much in this already. I'm sorry. I'm so bad.
Pausing at 28. Let me say the time code before. Okay, pause it.
Yeah.
Pausing at 28.
Pausing at 28. So both of these Lizalfos here appear to have malice coming off of them.
They look different.
Yeah, you can see it like licking up a little bit from both mm-hmm. of their like backs, which is interesting on its own. The red bokoblin here has a different kind of, has like a spear horn on its head, which is also weird. That's new for like these trailers. But also over here on the right hand side, that little gathering of individual flames.
Like, I don't like that.
They're like wisps.
They look
I don't like it.
They look like the souls in Twilight Princess of how regular people look
in
Twilight Realm.
Oh, they do.
That's what they look
like. I don't like it.
I don't like it like either. It. Why does it look like that? Like I...
So
Twilight Princess tie-ins are so strong.
I believe what we are seeing in the middle here is the entrance to the underground area. I believe this is where we came in through the spiral. You see at the top of there, it has a spiral design to it. I believe we teleport into here, and this is going to be just sort of a big open area on its own. I also believe that the harvesting of stones and minerals are going to play a much bigger role in crafting in this game.
Yeah.
Considering that we also have a strong theory about us crafting more dynamic things, maybe possibly vehicles.
Yes. I agree as well. And I would also like to point out here that like Ganon's minions essentially are also doing harvesting.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So there may be like a little bit of sort of supply line disruption kind of thing. Like as you clear out these camps, they're not able to do whatever it is they need to do as quickly.
Right.
Potentially.
Oh, I like that.
This place is covered in malice. There's just puddles of the stuff all over the place. So that's going to be an additional hazard as we're exploring the underground areas.
Yeah, I think that funnels you into spots. I think that makes it where, you're going to have this big area to run around in, but the malice on the ground will give you pathways that you really want to travel around here.
I hope they don't get too crazy with it, because malice is literally the only thing that you can't climb over.
Well, that's why I think they do that.
Breath of the Wild.
They make it so it's just paths for you.
Something that is going to be interesting here is like if it reads your save data from Breath of the Wild. If you have Revali's Gale, can you just zoop and get
are they going to take away
all those powers? Like immediately?
Oh yeah,
Tegan, you have
useless?
Not. Tegan, no, have
I
you
have.
Ever?
I have. I know.
Okay, but Tegan, have you ever played this game called Metroid?
No.
Okay.
I was going to say.
They always take your powers away.
I was going to say, when they use the Divine Beast to shoot Ganon at the end of the fight, then you no longer.
But you don't lose the champion's power. They give it to you. Like, do you just have you just gone around and redistributed the champion's powers to their like descendants or like whatever the people who like take up their mantle in their stead? Is there going to be a solid narrative reason why you don't have those powers? I want to know.
Yeah, I'm going to here. How about this? How does this sound, Tegan? All of those powers you had were stored in the Triforce that you had in your right arm.
Triforce that you don't have in your right arm?
Well, the
Link
power
never has.
The power that you had was all stored in your right arm. And this Link in this game, he doesn't have a right arm.
That's true. But also, the Link in Breath of the Wild never uses the Triforce.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't have the marking of the hero. Doesn't have the Triforce.
No, he's got a sick tablet, though.
He doesn't have the Triforce.
But,
anyway.
That's the other thing.
Zelda has the whole Triforce, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
But Brian brought up the tablet. I don't believe we're not gonna have the Sheikah Slate at all in this. I think we're gonna have a completely different thing. So that's gonna take away all of our Sheikah powers that we had.
We've got
augmented. That's the reason for that.
Can, we've got different Sheikah powers now that we've seen, the like time reversal stuff and like
that work with our augmented tech.
Eventually we will get those in this game. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just me talking against the idea that we're going to carry over any powers.
Right. I think you should at least carry over the champion powers, or there better be a very good reason why you don't have those powers anymore. Or I think
we'll get better stuff.
People are going to feel cheated.
You're going to get an outfit. You're going to get an outfit.
I'm
going to
get a cool outfit. I'm going to get a cool outfit. No.
All right. I'm hitting.
All right, continue. Yeah, go for it.
Play.
That's all I wanted to point out here is the little flames.
All right. Pause.
Hang on.
We'll be quick about this one. There's a three-headed fire dragon sitting on a bridge. That bridge, I get the feeling at some point we're going to have to cross there, right? Like, that's...
This is the Great Bridge of Hylia.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Over Lake Hylia.
Yeah, that's a known location. But also, is that a Gleok?
That is a Gleok.
Yeah, that is Gleok. Yeah.
That's a Gleok.
That's absolutely a Gleok.
Cool.
But it could be one of many Gleoks. This could be the Flame Gleok.
That's what I am hoping.
Are the Gleoks
that they are
going
just
to
everywhere.
Be, are they going to be the new Lynel?
That's what I want than anything.
No, I think it could be interesting if they all were in a similar spot, like big bridges housed these kind of dragons. And so you'll have two or three of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Every spawn, every blood moon.
No, we're going to have some new Lynel. They haven't shown us the Lynel because they don't want to scare us. Mm-hmm. They want us to still buy this game. They don't want us to be terrified.
We've seen a Talus, and we've seen a Hinox in this trailer. So,
yeah. All right.
There's no reason they won't come back, but also, ah.
Play.
Hi, buddy.
Does this mean we get the Rocks Cape?
Ooh.
Is that part of our new upgraded kit? Okay.
Hi, Hateno.
Hateno Village is sparkling?
Wow.
Why?
Because
it's shiny.
Who knows? So, who Blood knows? Moon.
It's a happy little town.
The Blood Moon. Matt Mercer.
We get some voice acting here.
We still don't know it's Matt Mercer. You said that. We still don't know that it's Matt Mercer. It sounds like him, yes, but...
The Blood Moon has nukes now.
Well, that's sort of like...
But, okay, I want to... I'll do a rewind later. When that nuke thing drops, some people are pointing out that they think they see a creature forming in there. And so, we see it right here. Yes. Yeah. We see those come down, and it creates moblins.
Pause. Look at that, man. Look at that man. It's,
all right, hang on. I'm gonna go back. We're going to go back.
It's sort of reminiscent of when Calamity Ganon came back and took over all of the...
We're paused at 55.
Yeah, we've got it. But it's reminiscent of when Calamity Ganon came back and possessed all of the guardians and all of the champions, stat or divine beast and stuff like that. It shot out like all of this crap, except now we're getting... a bunch of bad guys coming to life or something.
This has to be late game, I feel like. The way this is being pitched, like, I feel like this is something that happens story-wise, but I could see this game... Think about the first time we saw Blood Moon. It was a while, right? And it could be a similar thing like this. I don't think they're going to start off heavy on this.
This isn't the very, very, very beginning, but I don't know about late game.
No, I think these are going to be tougher enemies. Like, this is the difficulty getting ramped up. And that doesn't happen until after you've done a bunch of things. The game knows you've been killing. It's just like, you've killed enough moblins. You know how to do this. We're going to give you stronger moblins now.
So I think what we're seeing here is we're seeing two different cutscenes that are spliced together. I think... where the moon is shooting out nukes, essentially, is the first Blood Moon after, supposedly, Ganon has been sealed. And that's Hyrule's wake-up call to, this isn't over yet. And then this part here is our future, the Blood Moon rises once again, please be careful, Link cutscene. That happens every single Blood Moon whenever the monsters respawn, where it, like, zooms around and shows you.
Right.
Stuff. Yeah, that's true.
But here, I want to point out we got two new critters.
Well, we've got a re-dead on the right. That's absolutely a re-dead.
That's a re-dead, yeah, 100%.
That is a re-dead.
And then behind the re-dead, we have what has been confirmed to be called a bospacoblin, according to the Japanese website. It's a bospacoblin.
Big boy coblin.
Big boy coblin. Yes, okay. Exactly. And we'll see a blue bospacoblin later in the trailer, but this one is a red bospacoblin, which also implies we have different colors of bospacoblin.
Right, you have to keep that in mind too. Yeah.
I can't wait to see the silver bospacoblin and absolutely lose my shit in the very late game, because those guys are going to be hard to fight. But also,
and then the gold ones will be around.
Yeah, and we can't see it in this particular frame. But the blue bokoblin that's behind this Lizalfos has a two-pronged, like, trident horn.
Okay.
Whereas the red bokoblins just had, like, a singular spear. And the red moblin that's springing up behind him has this spiky, round helmet on, which is also new.
Okay.
That's it. All right. That's everything I wanted to point out.
Play.
These are going to be problems. And then here we are. The tornado funnel cloud makes its appearance once again.
I'm going to pause and go back to 101. I mean, these are upgrades, right? This is something we're finding some science, some person like, what was her name in the first one?
Pura.
We're finding someone like Pura, if not Pura. And
we saw her house a second ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is going to upgrade stuff for us here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
The Sheikah platform he is standing on, Link is standing on here, has the runes on it say transportation.
Oh, boy. Okay. Back to one minute.
Those runes at the bottom have been translated to say transportation.
So that's how you get down to the underground?
No,
I don't think so.
I think
this is where the parts that we create or find.
We make vehicles here.
That's my thing.
This is where we nuts and bolts.
The magic happens. And the one that the one leg that Link is facing, it's got that weird spool in its hand. So my guess is you have to have each of the parts when you come here. They, like, pull them out of your pockets, essentially. And then these little claws assemble the thing for you. And so you know how many parts you're missing, is my thought, based on how many empty claws are here.
Yeah.
This is Mumbo's shop in Nuts and Bolts.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is where you craft your vehicles.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's what I think is happening.
I'm very excited.
I am so big brain about this.
All right. Play.
See, there he is. That's a boss, there. The goblin boy.
This is underground.
The big old boy.
And we're gliding.
Yeah, what if Hinoxes are underground now?
Oh, sure.
God. Only.
I'll cry. Here's
we got one of those things carrying another moblin.
They fly now.
More fighting.
Our new horns.
This guy, we got a big cube boss.
Yep.
Yeah, he's
a
dry Ganon.
Dehydrated
Ganon.
Zelda doesn't believe in us.
Pause. Pausing at 119. So we have this tower that I get the feeling this is going to be something. This middle pillar of stuff. This is going to be something that, like, is sort of a practice thing to get up. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like an early thing where we have to travel our way up to get down. Eventually, we'll get the transportation that we can just freely travel on a y-axis. But this looks more like, this looks more like it's going to be a focal point for us to get to travel up manually. Mm-hmm. Also, there's just a cube. There's just a floating cube on the right.
I hope it's a labyrinth.
That floating cube is, if you look directly below it, is above a labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
That's a labyrinth right there.
So it's
going to
be one of
those
labyrinths. A 3D labyrinth. Holy crap.
A 3D in the sky labyrinth.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we're right along the top of... Are we directly at the top of the map right now? Yeah, because that's the Heber Mountains off in the distance.
Yeah, and
this is
here.
My home right here. This is
where
I go to
kill Lynels. Well, you've got Death Mountain just on the right of us here.
Mm-hmm. I've spent like 60 or 70 hours just along this stretch of the map alone. Yeah,
you can see the malice coming out of the mountain, literally on the side of us. There's so
can we
many
see
cool
Lost
little,
Woods?
Little details here.
Can we see Lost Woods?
I don't think, I mean, given the destruction, Lost Woods, I feel like, is going to be interesting, but I don't think it's going to be like Lost Woods. I don't think it's going to be the thing of, like, us, you know, blindly making our way through something. I think it's going to be, like, destroyed and
it's
scary.
The angle that we're at, Link is mostly blocking where, like, Lost Woods would be. Between Link and the clouds, we can't exactly see Woods up.
Yeah. Let's. I'm gonna hit play.
I'm going to say that I also... I'm going to say that the Typhlo Ruin cloud is gone, and just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. All right, play.
Ooh, okay.
So Link free falling. I'm sure there's a bunch of still frames circling around him that you could look at.
Yeah, there's tons of like neat, you can see a lot of neat architecture up there and that sort of thing.
So this is where we have our homing arrow.
Yep. Which is apparently a one shot on those things.
129. So we've got this. This stands out to me too when I mentioned before about the importance of mining ore. So first and foremost, we're grinding on rails, although we're on our shield clearly.
We're shield grinding.
Shield grinding on your rails, hitting triangle to grind Tony Hawk style.
Which I'm hoping that there is a way to just climb past that because it's Breath of the Wild. Well, you know, it's
absolutely. It's, once you get enough stamina, sure.
So you don't have to necessarily like, oh, well, this is now we're into a grinding section. But you can if you want, and why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying, I don't like being boxed in.
So there are rails on the Sky Islands, too. So I think initially we are going to have to do some grinding to get from island to island.
Okay.
So on the right side, we have this big bulbous rock with a red streak through it. This is absolutely some special ore that we want to collect. This is a material. You see a cart right next to it, so they would have been mining that as well. That's going to be...
It looks like a giant piece of something.
See, I think it is an ore, because like typically when you are mining, you're looking for like, you know, veins of material, right? And this looks like a vein coming through it. So you're going to bomb this probably, or maybe there's going to be some nicer way to... you know, craft through these things. There, maybe we'll have a pickaxe this time, as opposed to like needing to use the hammer or something. Or when you get the master sword and you just use that anyway, because it'll, you know, come back to you. But that's going to be something. That's going to be material. It's going to be important for
who's that
some
guy
mechanic.
Standing up there?
That's a moblin.
He's just looking out. He's just keeping
I think he's a lookout, and I think these two little bokoblins are like doing the grunt work.
Oh my gosh! Oh, okay. But that's a moblin lookout though.
Yeah,
usually, you don't normally.
They're
see
not
them
on lookout.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, normally they're sleeping. But if you go ahead like two frames,
gonna do a quick.
Yeah, a pause.
Play
and pause.
All right, we're at 120. Okay, one more.
There we go. See this peeking out there, right there.
End of 129.
Next to, so if you're looking at the minecart in front of the two boxes, directly to the right of that.
What are we looking at, Tegan? What is that?
Those are, so later in this trailer, right, we see that flying machine with the fanned propeller cases.
That's a fan. Yeah. That is the
That's
fan.
That's a fan. That's the fan. So we're not just going to be finding ore. We're also going to have to be finding parts. Like
you didn't have to even point that out. There's one sitting in front of that giant ore vein thing that I'm talking about.
It's right there. Yeah. So we're going to have to grab them.
I still think that giant ore vein is a giant part. I don't know.
I don't think it's
a
part.
It might be both.
It could be both. We're gonna take our bets. I'll have to listen through this episode, months later after the game comes out.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'm gonna
May
guess.
13th.
Yeah.
The second I find this spot, I'm going to figure it out and send messages.
We'll see this little blob rock somewhere else before
the group
we get.
Chat
yeah.
Is just
That's what we can we name it? Can we name it?
Can Brian, you can name it. You're the one that loves naming things.
Okay.
What do you want to name it?
Jeffy.
All right.
Okay.
When we see Jeffy, we'll let and everyone in our Discord, let us know when you find Jeffy.
Yeah.
Take selfies with Jeffy. Hashtag selfies with Jeffy.
Use the new selfie.
Is it with a Y or an IE?
I feel like IE is more embarrassing. So IE.
Is it J-E or G-E-O-F-F-I-E?
No. It's a J. J-E-F-F-I-E.
Okay. Hashtag selfies with Jeffy.
Amazing.
Play.
To find it.
All right, pause.
Yeah, all right, pause immediately.
So, Brian and I were talking before we recorded this because I'm playing through the first one and I'm in one of the shrines that has the motion control stuff, which is annoying when you're playing handheld. It's annoying when you're playing on TV anyway, too.
Yeah.
That we have this here now. I think Brian, this is what you're referencing, that we saw some gyro control
motion
stuff. The thing is, this shows a distinct X and Y axis.
Yes.
I don't think this is gyro. I think this is, you can do it with the stick. I think this is, we have up, we have down, we have left, we have right. It's not a free form. Let's move it around and we'll see what fits.
I think it's both. I think it's, if the Switch detects your controllers are docked that you are playing with, it is not gyro. And if you are playing in docked mode with your regular controllers, it is gyro. I think it's both.
We are near the end of the
Switch. It's just like in their first one. You can. It's both at the same time. If you want to tilt, you can.
We need to aim sometimes.
Not on the gyro puzzles, but
no.
You know.
We are at the end of the Switch's life cycle. You know, we have maybe 2 years left of this system. If you have been following Nintendo, you know in this time they have abandoned 3/4 of the features that the system has
by this time.
We abandoned second screens on Wii U. We abandoned touch screens and 3Ds on the 3DS. They always do this. They're not going to be concerned about gyro.
Well, we're not eating sandwiches with a little reader at the bottom of the right one anymore.
No, they're not going to do any of that with this game. I will be surprised. I'm not going to say shocked. Shocked is extreme. I'll be surprised the first time I get into a puzzle and it is exclusively gyro. Like, I don't think there's going to be anything that is exclusively gyro in this. That's my thoughts on that.
Okay.
All right. Play.
God, it looks good, though.
Okay, underground.
Go back immediately. I got excited and didn't say the word pause. There, right there. That's perfect. Okay.
131.
Rocket.
We've got this new dragon cannon stick, right? Amazing.
Great description.
Everything about this is so good. It feels like, remember that dragon cannon shield we had in the last trailer that shot fire at that underground plant?
Uh-huh.
It feels like that, but this one's on a stick. And also, the symbol that is glowing, the yellow and green symbol that's glowing on the base of this dragon stick cannon thing, we have seen this before.
Yep,
we
it was saw in the first it trailer.
It was on the like stone snake golem thing in the Sky Islands.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to get special gear in the Sky Islands, and we're going to be able to take it back down and use it on regular Earth.
I'm gonna one-up you
like
on this.
Like a Fallout 3 DLC.
Tegan, I'm gonna one-up you on this. You manually craft this item that he's making and customize it in your own way. I think he is using...
With tech that you find in a spot that you go to that's something like a dungeon?
You'll have monster parts... And you'll have different things because he has this staff at the end that just, it looks weird the way it's jammed on there, right?
Right.
And I feel like there are different ways that you could do it and it will give you different moves because even the way, what he's doing is the slam attack that you would do with heavy weapons.
Jump and attack.
Yeah. Right. In the movie's doing like the flip is what you would do with a heavy weapon, a two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
a two-handed weapon, yeah.
But this jump is attack. A ranged move. So this like launches launches things out. It feels wrong. It feels like someone put this thing together themselves and were like, "Oh, if I do this, it does this." So this item is something that you build yourself and there is different ways to customize it.
That's why I'm saying is that if there's some sort of dungeon environment that is quote unquote more like the traditional style of Zelda, that there could be schematic, or here's a blueprint, or I've given access to you, Link, the power to use this specific kind of dragon feature, or now you can you can craft things with fire dragon powers, or this is like a light, you know, Farouche power or something that we're seeing here. And so
I feel
you could take that power down to Mumbo.
I think early on in development, it would make sense. Knowing what I know about Zelda and the team and the way that they do things, I could absolutely see them wanting to make it where you could add your own elements to weapons rather than luckily finding an item with an element on it. They wanted to give you an option to elementize your own weapon. And so that probably started early on with this. That was something that they were like, we want to make sure that we can do that in the future. We want to be able to imbue elements to weapons and let people do that on their own.
I mean,
and that eventually
all I wanted to do was
this.
Just make my own dang arrows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, because we always talk about
I would have been happy
like,
if they'd given us just that.
I think they heard people complaining about like not being able to craft things like that. We could only cook, right? That's all we could do. It makes sense in the way that they do things, the way that things carry over, and how this is an evolution of the first game, that something like that would get brought in, that they would hear they would hear people talking about that, and they would say, okay, let's listen to them, but let's figure out our own way to do it. We're not just going to put that in. We're not just going to put crafting in, but it's on the board. It's on the board that we need some kind of crafting.
And they saw they definitely saw people crafting their own flying machines.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
exactly.
early on.
Yes, like
that happened
getting on a
within
log
the first
and
couple
around.
Weeks,
yes,
or absolutely. At least month.
Yeah, right. The in the speed runs where they like they get the time freeze and they like chop down a tree and then and then launch all the way to Hyrule Castle.
It's so funny to be like you wake up from a coma and that's the first thing you do.
Right. Exactly.
All right, play.
Is this a thing that you think we have to go all the way up to the sky to craft every time?
No, I think this is going to be in Hitino.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
you're Robbie.
I think you have to go to the sky to craft the dragon weapons, but okay.
No, no, I think because this is all, this is, it's going to be weird and dumb, but it's all going to be, because they were collecting parts before. Remember, you could craft.
What if there are different crafting shops?
Right. You could craft ancient tech. You could craft ancient items by collecting those things, and you would take that to them in Hitino.
To Robbie.
To Robbie, yeah.
No, no, you would take that to Robbie.
Oh, no. But is it Robbie in Hitino? Isn't that like near
no,
the.
No, he's up in Akala.
Yeah.
Akala. Okay. Still, I think. Okay, well, let's say that. Not in Hitino, but in Akala. You're going to take that to Robbie. And I think that's where that stuff is going to be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had the Guardian tech. I think Pyrrha was more about the Sheikah
research.
Yeah, the whole Sheikah Slate research thing.
But she was the one that would boost your Sheikah Slate and all that stuff.
And that's why I think these weapons that are specifically more like the like Zion in style are going to be in the sky specifically.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't say.
I mean, I could see that.
Listeners,
it would limit your ability to just become superpower. Yeah.
Listeners, I'm paused at 133, by the way.
Okay.
For a handshake.
Yeah, it would. Also, I'm wondering if the underground is where the zone I move to.
Mm-hmm. Or we're banished to.
We'll
or
go.
We're banished to.
Yeah. Okay, so paused at 133 right now. We see a handshake here. Tegan, you and I both know that's Hylia, right?
Yeah,
on the top.
That's Hylia. That's got to be Hylia.
We don't know who the bottom is. This is a character we don't know about.
They want us... Here's the thing. I know what they want us to think. They want us to think the top hand is Zelda, the bottom hand is Link. I get that. I understand it fundamentally. The bottom hand may still be Link, but I don't think it's... our Link. This is a this is the not Breath of the Wild Link. This is a different Link.
Did and Link's that, hand look like that in this though?
That's what the creepy hand looks like now after it gets all screwed up and then turned into green. Like, that's what it looks like.
I guess
the nails
it could be,
and everything.
This could be a late game cutscene after it's already like his hand is fully mutated.
Right. This could also be like a memory cutscene.
Oh, I don't want them
what
to
if
bring
it's...
memories back, please.
What if it's Ganon? What if it's Ganondorf?
What if it's Ganondorf?
I think us fans are having too much fun with us doing something with Ganondorf. I think the reality is that Ganondorf is still going to be the bad guy regardless. I don't think we're going to get fleshed out that character, really. I mean, it's possible that this version of it, we get his story.
He's too dry. Yeah. Can't flesh him out.
Too crusty. But I still, I don't buy into the thing about this old version is Ganondorf. I think this is possibly Zonai, that this is some hero that uses old tech that we are going to hear about him. And he had to deal with his version of Ganondorf years ago and knew that, because keep in mind, whoever this person is, he had a villain that he was dealing with too.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an old version of Ganondorf.
Yeah,
using Zonai tech.
Yeah, this is like a previous Link, a different incarnation of Link in this specific Hyrule. And that Hylia.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
I'm going to hit play.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think we get the sword shot here, around here,
yeah,
right?
The sword shot's coming up. Yeah, right now it's like the way he's looking at this hand that makes me go like,
lifting. Oh! I didn't realize. Hang on.
He just pieced that together.
That was the wheel he pulled out.
That was the wheel. Yeah.
139. He pulled out the wheel.
It was.
That's a P.
He's got him the tire.
All right, I'm hitting play to 140. So the thing that stood out to me, I missed so much and got stuck on this to convince myself that, yes, you manually handcrafted this vehicle he's in, but it was because of the arrows on the tire, where I was like, clearly there's arrows pointing forward on the side and down, like counterclockwise on the front of it. Mm-hmm. And clearly that's to tell you as you're developing it, if you stick it on here, that wheel is going to go that way when you give it juice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
That's all that is. I didn't even piece together that we are literally picking up pieces in this trailer as well.
Yeah, picking up pieces.
Wow.
Especially with the friggin' like Ninja Turtles like helicopter playset front bumpers we got there.
Look at the way those came off of a column. This like green stuff that is coming from, it looks like it's coming from like piping. Maybe, or like it's goo. I don't know, but it looks to me.
Yeah, there's some sort of
like it's
crafting.
Powered from that thing back.
Those are your energy lines. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's like energy, or it's like some like ultimate crafting goo that you have to power the entire thing.
Special conductivity goo.
How much bigger do you think your vehicle can be compared to this? I'm gonna guess the box is not gonna be that much bigger than this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say the cart, the square footage of like the base, that's as big as it can be. Yeah. I bet it can be taller. Yeah.
I hope it could be taller.
I would love to make my own fortress. That's just you could just drive around. Although you'd hit a little bump and it would just fall over on its side.
It's like your own Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes.
Jeremy. Do you remember when was that? When I think you asked me if there would be motorcycles in Breath of the Wild 2.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Would it be
recently,
just like right from the beginning?
And I was like, dude, whatever. You can't even fathom.
Yeah.
What they're gonna do with the motorcycle, or you know, no, you won't even be thinking about the motor. I forget what I said, but like. I'm just having a flashback to that now, because holy crap.
I just want to make the most ridiculous...
I lost my mind.
I want to make the most...
The motorcycle was a test.
Yeah, I want to make
Oh, yeah, it's great. Don't get me wrong, but Nuts and Bolts is here, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, I want to make the most ridiculous Homer Simpson vehicle that I can. Like, of just having, like, all these odd things. Like, I'm thinking about this. I want something that's just jets on all different sides. And so when you hit the gas, you have no idea which way it's going to spin and fly you. And so that's how I'm going to determine what I do in the game. Is I'm just going to be like, we're going to hit the gas and we're going to fly somewhere. And that's where we'll go.
I want to make a pad that's like that. Conceptually, but that if an enemy steps on it, they'll go flying off in a direction.
Right. I want to know if I have to steer every vehicle standing up. Because so far, like, we're going to see the next, like, three vehicles here in a row. Link is not sitting like a regular person. He's, like, crouched or he's standing straight up, and that's just going to make for the most ridiculous ragdoll physics.
Yeah, I think we're going to be standing up the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, hit and play.
God, these look so funny.
All right, pause. So
here it is, in the hot air balloon, the same green airship.
Is it though? Is it? Do we craft this though?
I think we do.
Yeah, I think that is all parts.
This is just the simplest kind of thing that you can make. Is just
a float. You make a platform with a balloon and a thing in the middle.
I think this is the first thing that we use to get up to the sky.
Okay.
This is our first application of green goo and modern tech. Quote unquote modern.
But we can make whatever we want.
Just
or
to go
does someone
up.
Make this for us.
Someone makes this for us.
Yeah.
Someone makes this for us. As a proof of concept.
But they show you.
Yeah.
So for those that hadn't played in Nuts and Bolts, my Banjo Kazooie Nuts and Bolts experience is really coming out right now.
That's the real game we wanted the sequel to.
Banjo
Kazooie fans can be quiet.
There are templates that you can get. That just to tell you, like, okay, this is a really basic four-wheeled vehicle. That's what this does. So if you just want that and to do that, that's fine. This is a basic flying vehicle. This just has the wings.
Yeah.
It does all this. It's very simple. But it's not the most efficient. It's not the fastest. It's not anything like that. It's just that's what that does. So, yes, this could be a base template that you get. I'm also wondering, do you summon these? Can you have multiples at once? Can you say, I want to summon that thing here, and that will show up here? Or do you have to only get them at the shop where you make them, and you go from there?
I don't know.
This is a hot air balloon. It can be deployed in X, Y, and Z locations. When you go to that location, it will be there for you.
Stable. How many hot air balloons do you get to keep at one stable?
But then I think, like, the vehicles...
How many names
like
can you give them?
They would be summonable.
I'm going to have Butt Spots the blimp.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't even
that's
think
the one
about
thing I need to carry
craftable.
Over is my horse. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just if I can bring Butt Spots into my game, then we're
you
good.
You won't do anything until you find an identical horse. That's what you'll do, Brian.
I'm just going to resummon Epona. Like, Link doesn't need another car as far as I'm concerned.
I'll just get my Abibo. There we go.
Yeah, right, exactly.
At this point, I have a more emotional bond, stronger attachment to Butt Spots than I ever will have to Epona ever again.
No.
Butt Spots and I have been through things, man.
Oh my God. I believe it.
Play.
What a good time.
Pause.
And there we are. Ooh. Standing up again.
So we have another flying vehicle. We have this flying vehicle here with four things on it. I don't see a power source on this one, though.
It's stuck to the
either.
Goo. Yeah, I don't
I
know.
I would assume it might be like in front of Link because that's just the only part on the
Can I let's let me
see.
We're leaned down. I'm going to rewind just
Where's
a little
sword?
Bit.
Where's his sword?
No sword. He's got bow.
He's got one. I think he's got one. I thought like
no,
he
he's got a sword
stick
on there.
The master sword into it and hold on to it to steer.
No, there's no power source on this thing.
Maybe the fans have the
He's the power source, and he conducts it.
Or the middle plate is special electricity thing that has its own juice.
Maybe.
Link is the power source, and he just has to be connected to the green goo.
He's controlling it with the green magic in his weird hand.
We have...
So yeah, as long as the green goo is connected to where Link is standing, he powers it.
So we have the moon from Destiny in front of us here. We also have, you can see these little pillars, and this is going to be stuff when, you know, we were talking about earlier about how we get up there when we were talking about the spiral things. This is the reason those go down, and because if we need to go up manually, we have this stuff here. Now, we might do it through, like, the tier thing. We'll turn into liquid and make our way up that.
Right.
Or
the land-droppy thing. These are, like, the paths where it comes back up.
We're going to climb Corrin's tower here.
Totally.
All the way up there. But even in the middle behind the big moon, you can see more stuff going up higher. So this isn't even the highest point that we're at right now.
Yeah,
oh, no.
you can see like slightly on the platform to the right, like there's like other platforms right there that are way higher.
Mm-hmm.
I think that big tower in the background goes to like whatever the limit is. But there's going to be so many little things to poke around in up here.
Absolutely. All right, play.
Oh, boy.
And then this is where we see stuff falling. Yeah.
Yep. We see stuff falling. We see a new furnace, a new little green furnace.
Almost like a place where I'm going to pause 151. Mm-hmm. If I didn't realize it was like a furnace, you're absolutely going to process materials there.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the blue furnaces that are outside of Puda and Robbie's place.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, wait a minute.
Okay, but you mentioned the reverse sound here. Has anyone? I'm sure people have played it backwards now, right?
I haven't found anyone. They played it backwards, but that's, you have to do more than that, apparently.
Yeah, I haven't heard. Okay. I haven't seen anything from like the backwards playthrough, but the way it is right now, it sounds like the sound that plays when you are transported to the Twilight Realm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like.
Yep.
Zonai or Tweety confirmed? Question mark?
All right, so we have this scene here again. We see the Ganon thing. He's already got the bad arm, so pausing at 201. Link already has the bad arm here. So his arm got messed up. His arm got messed up, unrelated to anything else.
The sword is also damaged. It's not broken, but it is like infused with malice.
But that means that the things that he has, the material stuff that's wrapped around his arm, is probably the thing that protects him from whatever happened to his arm.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like the same, like, it's the same thing as the hand that is, like, suppressing dehydrated Ganon.
Yes.
So I think it comes with the green powers, not, like, apropos of them.
So this is not, this, the dead arm is what Ganon did to Link here.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the plating stuff that he gets around his arm, that is going to be, let's just say, Zonai tech that keeps his arm from infecting his whole body.
Yeah, I think at this
point, I buy it.
I think his arm isn't, like, it says it, we keep describing it as, like, burnt and dead. I think it's infected with malice specifically.
Absolutely, yes. Because there's red to it. There's some red to it. There's black to it.
Yeah, and I think where, like, in this part, Zelda says, lend him your power. And I think that's speaking to the green glowing hand and asking it to contain the malice, not give him additional powers, even though it does that on accident. But the specific request is a request to protect Link.
No, it's going to be like, more that he gets that to protect him, but as a perk of that, he can interact with Zonai tech that then will give him abilities later on. When he first gets this, he's not going to have powers from it. He's just going to be alive. Like, that's his new power, is that he's still alive.
The miracle is life. It's a good thing this Link isn't left-handed, because, oh my god, that would already be in your heart.
Yes.
You would be screwed.
But hit and play here. This is where he jumps after Zelda. We see Zelda falling here.
Mm-hmm.
She says, please lend him your power. Bam. So pausing again at 206. She's falling. I mean, he's, what can he do here, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is where I think we lose Zelda, and this is where, you know, something is going to happen to her that we need to get her back.
Well, we saw her in the first trailer fall down.
So in the previous trailer, also, we catch Zelda, and the green arm catches us. But in the previous trailer, Link's arm isn't screwed up, so I don't know if this is, like, a first take at that, and in the second take of, like, the same event, the green arm catches us, or if that is something that has since changed in development. Could be either one.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed they are lying to us about something. There is going to be, I mean, we still are only hypothesizing about what this game is. There is going to be something about this game, story-wise, gameplay-wise, whether or not we are playing as multiple characters, whether or not there's some kind of time jump, there is something that they are not telling us about this, and I don't think they will tell us at all. It's going to be a big whoa moment that is going to make this game amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a huge key somewhere in here that we are just straight up missing. And I think that's great. I think it's so good. I'm so proud of them for continuing to have hidden it.
But that's the end of that trailer there. Tegan, is there anything else on your list that you need to cover before we wrap up here?
Three deads. Okay, so the Sky Cyclone at the very beginning of the trailer, that is located directly above Herbera Peak.
Okay.
Sky Cyclone. Is that during the thunderstorms? Cyclone.
Yeah, that's during the... You had it perfectly lit up.
I couldn't make out anything on that.
It's in the second shot of this.
All right. I want to get it so the listeners can know.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
Here? No?
No. Further. Let it go forward, I think. I'm looking. You had it, such a perfect shot of it too. It's very funny that you, and then you skipped past. I was like, no, you had it. Wait. All
right. Or
yeah, let it play. Cause it's further into the video, not further back.
Oh, wait. So around this part,
Oh, there we go. Part. There it is.
Are you talking about
when the lightning hits? When the lightning hits, you'll see it.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
No, you had
sorry,
it.
Listeners.
You had it.
I'm going back to let the lightning hit.
No, cut all this out.
Yeah. I'm not cutting anything. This is too long of an episode.
It's there.
All right, we're paused at 16 seconds.
16 seconds. See that huge sky cyclone?
Yeah.
That is directly over Herbera Peak.
Okay, because I can't make out any of the landmarks here.
That's Herbera Peak in the background.
What's the two split, the split it's, mountain?
It's not Twin Peaks, no.
It's not those.
The dueling.
It's not the dueling peaks. Yeah, it's
no.
not.
This Twin is specifically peaks. Over Herbera Peak. We see this, the castle carving thing, light up thing in the ground a couple other times, and all those other times Herbera is in the background, or like in the frame. So this is right above Herbera Peak. And Herbera Peak happens to be where the windfish skeleton is located. Ooh, coincidence?
Oh, no.
Probably.
Okay. They'll have a fun reference.
But
that's it.
It'll be a fun reference, but also, this cyclone style of protecting an area we have just seen in the last Zelda game that was released, Skyward Sword.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Is that where our Gaunt's Island is?
Is this Thunderhead?
Is Fee coming back? Like, for real?
No, Fee already did her job.
Fee talked to us in the last game. But wouldn't it be fun if we heard a little master? Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, Brian would love it.
No.
I would love it.
Absolutely not.
Just a little. I would be tickled.
All right, what else you got, Tegan?
That's the only thing that we haven't pointed
out
specifically.
We're ending on Fee.
As perfect. All right. That's it. We covered a lot. I'm sure there's so many more things out there. There's plenty of analysis videos out there people are making. We had to do ours because we're just so excited for this game.
Mm-hmm.
Sequel to one of the greatest games ever made. Sequel to one of our favorite games ever. It's fantastic. I'm so excited for this game.
We're finishing the trilogy.
What's the trilogy?
Skyward Sword,
Breath of the Wild.
Oh,
Tears of the Kingdom.
This is a trilogy.
Okay.
I said at the end of the Skyward Sword season, this is a trilogy.
Look forward to it in just a few months. We can't wait to be proven wrong on so many things. Hopefully there's just so many things that we couldn't fathom that are in this game.
I'm so big-brained about this. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait to just be like, I was right. I won't be
go
right
find
about
Jeffy.
Yeah, I won't be right about
take
it.
Take a selfie with Jeffy.
I'll be right about a surprising number of things.
Thank you, Tegan. Thank you, Brian.
God, 3 months.
It's going to fly by, man. I promise.
It's going to be so good.
Play along with us. We will be doing our season for that. We don't know how we're going to do it. I mean, this game is an enigma still. Trying to figure out the format of that is going to be a challenge. Tegan, you're going to be joining us for that season?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Book club it out.
We will figure it out, and you should all play along with us. So go do all that, and then we'll meet back here and talk about it on Chat of the Wild.
Whee!
Oh, yeah. Go check out Impossible Coin. Thanks, Tegan.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Thank you, Tegan. Yeah, Tegan, play your show.